No, I was going to say, I remember that whole thing. It's kind of dating me a little bit. But, you know, I remember going to the library and looking up Sean Diddy Combs ate my balls. And it was a whole hashtag. Before hashtags was a thing, that was a hashtag. Sean Diddy Combs ate my balls. And it was a whole bunch of his artists who said that they were forced into sexual relationships with him in order to get a contract. Wow.
The Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
I like when you get spicy with a shit. Tell her shut up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She like that shit.
Make her eyes roll back in her head. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, peace.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hi, Tribe.
Gang.
Welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
We miss you, Tribe. We're so glad to be back here with you.
Of course we are.
This is the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast.
You know what it is.
Definitely. What's goody, everybody? As Mash would say.
What's good, Mo? Mo.
What's up?
It's my birthday, girl. Happy birthday, Mo.
What's today, Mo?
Thank you. We all know it's Pisces season.
By the time you hear this, it's Mo time.
333.
Yes. But by the time you hear this, it'll be what? 3, 6.
Facts. It's gonna be mole clock.
Yeah,
it's mole.
It's gonna be your birthday, no matter what.
Yeah, they can still wish you happy birthday.
Yes. So, with that being said, of course, on my birthday, we found it that I would, of course, moderate for today's episode. So, of course, I want to introduce my peoples. So, let's start with my boy. Yeah, I'm starting it off. What's good? I want to start with Mash, who be spewing everything.
Yo, peace. What's good, everybody? It's your boy. It's me, Smash. Spew guy, drip. Police say the drip.
That's represent
South Jamaica, Queens. Gang, appreciate you. Represent South Jamaica, Queens. For those who don't know, Spew is an abbreviation for spreading positive energy wherever. As a Spew guide, it's my job to enrich the lives of everybody that I meet. My pronouns are drip. And welcome back, Drop. Complete.
Alrighty. Next, let us go to, you know, we had a cold front, but it's starting to get a little warmer, but we did have a cold front. Back. It was raining, but we're going to introduce the ice queen, the Gemini.
Ice.
What's
ice
good,
baby.
TJ?
Ice, baby. Hey, Tribe. Happy. It's not spring yet. But happy Wednesday. Mm-mm. Welcome back to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast. I'm TJ, the Unicorn Gemini, and I bring duality to the podcast. They call me the ice cream.
Facts.
Burr.
Spring will crack on you hoes.
Hi.
Come on.
Hi.
Facts. Next, of course, I'm going to introduce none other than the B-Day girl herself, which would be me.
Speaking in third person. Hey.
Facts. So tell me where
you from. Uptown, baby. We get down, baby, for the crown, baby. Hey.
Talk your shit.
Yes, it's your girl, Mo. As you know, I hail from Co-op City, Section 5. Don't ever zone my shit. We are
never.
I represent everything Bronx. Yes.
Thanks.
All right, now, let's go into introducing next the Mr. HSD, the reformed fuckboy, my friend. What's good, Shake?
Get in there.
Messing everything up. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's your boy, Shake. Y'all already know, Mr. HSD, the new RFB. Y'all know what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Reformed F boy. All right. Hollering at you. Let's get this episode popping. Let's go.
So last but not least, of course, I'm going to introduce the big gang member, the philosopher who philosophizes. What's good, Flash?
Gang, gang, gang. Thank you for that, Mo. Happy birthday, beloved. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a real queen birthday today. Y'all show some respect, hoes. It's your boy, Flash the Philosopher. And today I am the man that believes, and I coined this for myself, but you can't be a bitch and a burden. Okay, it's your boy Flash the Philosopher. It is he, it is me, it is I, gang, gang. All right?
Okay.
That's not what I said, TJ.
Yeah.
Why you be? Bitch and a burden?
You can't be a bitch and a burden. No, sir.
That's you gotta pick
church.
One.
All right.
That's church. That's church.
I hear that.
I'm just being honest.
I agree. I don't want either in my life.
So guys, of course, we are gonna move to our segment, No Bad Days.
It's gonna be a great ass day because I said it was gonna be a great ass day. I won't accept nothing else. Nothing bad will enter my day. Say that shit like you mean it. Howl it. No bad days.
No.
Yes.
All right. Now, we don't do bad days here at the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast, a.k.a. the Soul Ratchet Podcast, a.k.a. your favorite podcast in the world. Okay. But you know what we do? Okay. We restore faith in yourself, faith in your chakra, faith in love. Okay. So today we will be focusing on the heart chakra. I know this is like one of TJ's favorites. She's always fucking, what's shit called with your heart beat fast and shit? The palpitations. Okay. So there's always somebody's heart palpitating on the show. But you know why we focus on this chakra? I'll tell you why. Number one, we focus on the heart chakra because we need connection in life. The heart chakra, when we focus on it, it helps give you love and connection. All right. When we focus on the heart chakra, we also gain a sense of self-acceptance and forgiveness just by focusing and tuning in on this chakra. You know what else we gain? We gain empathy and compassion for others. I know, that's right, you selfish motherfuckers. All right. You need to use this chakra in order to make sure you're compassionate. You don't want to just walk around being an asshole, like shake all day. Like that's tough. That's hard being him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you open up this chakra, you gain so much more. All right. But yeah, it's guaranteed to improve your relationships. I guarantee you're going to start fucking better. Okay. You know, it's going to increase your self-confidence.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed. If you increase the chakra, absolutely. By at least 24.5%. I agree.
Shake that.
No, serious, man. I do my calculations, all right? But it's going to reduce your stress and anxiety. So, you know, make sure that when we focus on this chakra, it provides balance. And I know we're not going to do the bowl today because I usually like to do it, my way. So we're just going to do a quick mudra for the heart chakra, which is you putting your thumb and your forefinger touching, almost like it's making an O. And then you have your three fingers kind of, you know, out like you're... They're just straight, pretty much, the other three fingers. If you have all your fingers, and if you don't, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Just make whatever signs kind of similar to this, all right? You know, because we're for everybody. Thanks, Shake. That's not the right finger, Shake. There you go. Thank you, sir. All right. But yeah, I'm just going to lead us through this quick meditation real quick. Just follow my words of wisdom and make sure you ground yourself properly when we go through this. All right? And here we go. You mo gue gai fa sing so. You mo gue gai fa sing so. All right, there we go. That's it. Gang gang. You know, we're on time limit today.
Exactly. I loved it, Flash.
It was a quickie. It was
and
a quickie.
I made it through.
I'm still stuck in the trance. I'm still stuck in the trance.
You got hold of it. Got hold of it.
Me too.
I'm proud of myself.
Me too.
Okay.
Gang, gang.
Next, of course, we're going to our next thing, which is Shakes.
Oh,
Word of the week.
The dirtiest segment on the planet. Come on. Get the big screen, sir. Get the big screen.
There you go. Yes, yes. What it do, what it do, it's your boy Shake, and I'm here to present you to today's word of the week. Bam! Today's word of the week is brought to you by Pepsi. But it's not Pepsi, you should pay us, all right? Anyhow, all right. So, today's word of the week is consentient, okay?
I like syllables. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's actually a lot of syllables. For those of you who are audible, who are on, I guess, on listening to us, I'm going to spell the word for you, okay? It's spelled consentient, okay? Got that? Consentient is an adjective, and it means of the same opinion in matter or in agreement, okay? I'm going to say that again. Of the same opinion in matter or in agreement, all right? I'm going to use it in a sentence. While having passionate sex, I turned to my girl and I said, how about some anal? And she was consentient.
Nasty. I like it.
You're all right now.
I ain't even got to go. He took it where I was going to take it. We're good. Let's power through now. All right, we up.
We're really powering through this episode. We're really powering through. Literally powering through.
I had to do it real quick. For real. All right. Well, of course, this is our current events episodes. We're going to jump right in. We're going to discuss Trump and Wendy Williams. So our first topic that we would like to start off with is, of course, our girl, none other than Wendy Williams. TJ, take us away, darling.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
So if you haven't heard that phrase, yes, that's exactly how you're supposed to greet me back. How you doing? You're supposed to say, how you doing?
How you doing? Good job, y'all.
No, I'm not good.
Y'all. I'm glad you knew.
It's
glad
okay.
You, knew. You just did it. You just did it, though. So you just failed.
But those of you that have heard of this story or that have heard that tagline, you know that it came from Wendy Williams. She is very well known in the New York City area or worldwide because her show was viewed by 2.4 million people per day, the Wendy Williams Show. Wow. I'm here to just give you some background on Wendy Williams. She grew up in New Jersey. She was a broadcaster and she was on TV and radio. She started her own Wendy Williams Show in 2008 and it ended in 2022. She's been known for very controversial things that she would say on her show with no holds bar. She talks it and tells it like it is. And she's gotten in trouble for a few times, especially when she was on the radio. Did you guys remember her having beef with, well, multiple celebrities, but in particular, let's talk about Diddy.
Okay.
Brother Love.
Fact, Brother Love.
In 1997, she reported that she had a picture. She said that she had allegedly a picture of him having sex with another man. And that actually got her suspended for a week. End up getting fired. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Shake?
No, I was going to say, I remember that whole thing. It's kind of dating me a little bit. But, you know, I remember going to the library and looking up Sean Diddy Combs ate my balls. And it was a whole hashtag. Before hashtags was a thing, that was a hashtag. Sean Diddy Combs ate my balls. And it was a whole bunch of his artists who said that they were forced into sexual relationships with him in order to get a contract. Wow.
I remember somebody else she got into it with, but I don't want to put that out.
Who is it? Method Man?
Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis. I don't remember that one. Yes. What happened with that?
Oh, yes. They went back and forth on the air, and he basically it's on the air, though, and was basically telling her to go continue to smoke coke crack and all that stuff, because she was kind of referring to his wife.
Judge Mathis always talking about how somebody smoking crack, though.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. He always making somebody crackhead.
Yeah. He ended up leaving. It got crazy. Yeah. But go ahead.
I remember that.
She's publicly talked about her drug use. Yeah. That's no secret. Mm-hmm. She actually said that she had alcohol and cocaine addictions. And she said she stopped cocaine just to get pregnant with her son. So she married a guy named Kevin Hunter. and had a child by him. He cheated on her, had a whole baby mama that moved in the neighborhood. It was crazy, really crazy. And it was crazy because her show was on the air at the time and she was in the tabloids. And I don't really remember her talking about her public issues, but it was like just, it was different to see her that's always talking about other people's shit. And now it's her, everybody talking about her shit. And so recently she did a documentary. And so I just wanted to give you guys some background on that. And I'm going to pass it over to Mo to talk about the documentary.
Yes. Okay.
How you doing?
So recently she, how you doing, sis? So recently she did a documentary and it was called Where is Wendy Williams? This aired on Lifetime on February 24th and February 25th. It was a two-part series. Basically, the documentary began filming in August 2022, and it was really set out to talk about Wendy's podcast, because that's how she was going to come back out with a podcast. Then it quickly moved into something else when the crew captured different parts of Wendy's life and her addiction and her struggle with her healthcare. As we, some people may know, she has Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that can cause bulging eyes and lymphedema, and a condition that you know, caused the swelling of her feet. And she talked about that on the show. She actually showed her feet on the show and said, you know, like, essentially she should be in a wheelchair. Wow. However, she's walking, right? So she talked about that illness on the show. But as the show began to air, we began to see certain things starting to kind of spiral, right? She basically was ready for her podcast. She talked about really wanting to be back on the air. Her manager at the time, well, her manager was there and started seeing that he was finding liquor bottles and things of that nature. And anytime they would go out, if Wendy would order drinks, he would go either to the waiter and say, no, bring out a cocktail with non-alcohol. A mocktail with non-alcohol. Mm-hmm. Even when she flew, he would always try to make sure that she wasn't drinking. So that's kind of something that came out on the show. I do want to touch on that. From what we've learned, Wendy's bank account was frozen from the bank, Wells Fargo, who now put in place a guardianship of her money. So they oversee everything. Her family doesn't have access to her money anymore, but they felt that there was something funny going on with her money, whether it was overspending, and that cautioned them to, hey, let's halt this. And now they put a guardianship into place. We also learned, you know, at one point she was admitted to, you know, a treatment facility, and she was doing well. She was actually out in Florida at one point where her family members with her son, Kevin, who stated that she started gaining weight. She started coming back to herself. She started looking good when they was overseeing her. He made it be about her. He didn't want her to focus on work. And that's kind of what led to what he feels like this guardianship thing, because at that time they wanted her to come back to the Wendy Williams show or was trying to get her back in that realm. And he felt like, no, she's not ready. She's out here. I have her focusing on her health. She's doing well. And she's, you know, looking the part as far as gaining weight, eating well, had that mindset. What we learned at that point in time from the son, Kevin, was that Wendy was diagnosed with a progressive aphasia and frontal temporal dementia, a diagnosis the family says where they were left in the dark about. But that came out from the son, Kevin. And that was the first time in a documentary that it was mentioned that she had that diagnosis, which is caused from drinking, according to Kevin, right? So prior to them starting this filming, it appears as if no one knew about this issue, about this dementia issue, but Kevin is the one who disclosed it while in the documentary. So I just wanted to say that. She had...
Wait, question.
So we all know that she has a... Yes.
How long did she have the dementia for? Like, because...
Somebody was saying...
Right. Well, yeah, finish I was gonna say they didn't say how long she had it.
Correct.
But we just found out about it like about 2 weeks. It was about a week ago. I'm gonna say two weeks ago, right before they started airing the series. It was diagnosed 2 weeks ago, about 2 to 3 days before they started airing the series. That's when the diagnosis came out. I don't know how soon before that they heard, but go ahead, teacher.
According to my record, she fainted on air in 2017, which was the start of all of this. And that was for dehydration. In 2018, she was actually diagnosed with Graves' disease, like Mo said. And then in 2022 is when she was actually diagnosed with aphasia, which is difficulty speaking or finding words. That's what aphasia is. And she was also diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia. And they said that it was had alcohol. Been attributed to her extensive alcohol use. This is, if you guys have heard of this diagnosis before, this is something similar to what Bruce Willis was diagnosed with.
He has aphasia.
Bruce Willis, yo, his family is pretty much having to take care of him because he's almost in like a I don't even want to say like a childlike state, but it is kind of like, you know, they keep him well guarded, well covered, and he's just in his own world. And, you know, it is sad to see because like, this is Bruce Willis, man. This is Die Hard. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, and when I heard about it, you know, it saddened me, but it's a sad thing. Like when you see like how you need loved ones around you, you know, look, heart chakra, like you need loved ones around you when stuff like this happens. And
you want the stuff like this.
Yeah. And I don't know what Wendy Williams camp looks like in terms of who she has around her, who can help her. And love. Yeah. Cause that's right. That's important.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Going to say this. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about this diagnosis. It's called FTD. Frontal temporal dementia disorder.
Frontal temporal dementia.
And sorry. Well, it says frontal temporal disorders. That's what FTD is. What she has is frontal temporal dementia. And it says that it's just damage of her neurons in the frontal and the temporal portions of the brain. And it will have you have unusual behaviors, emotional problems, trouble communicating, difficulty with work, and with walking. And you actually see all these issues when you're watching the documentary. Mo, I'll let you go. If you were
yes, and I was just going to say, pretty back to what you when you asked Flash, when was she diagnosed? Well, like TJ said, she was diagnosed. However, to the public, 2 days ahead of the release of the first part of the documentary is when her team revealed that she had the diagnosis of progressive aphasia frontotemporal dementia. So that's kind of when we found out, which was 2 days prior to that. At that point in time. Just to be clear, Wendy has been under legal guardianship since May of 2022. And at that point, her guardianship was trying to file a lawsuit against Lifetime, A&E, seeking to halt the release of the documentary. But obviously, that didn't work because the documentary still came out. So Deezer's, at once, you know, they started seeing how things were unfolding, obviously people are going to talk about how she's looking to the actual public. As TJ stated in the documentary, you would see her that every time she walked, she will be with a bodyguard who was actually like holding her because she had to take small steps, like she couldn't walk on her own. And I think in the documentary, you also kind of saw where her memory loss was starting to falter. One of them was when Black China came to visit her and they had a real conversation. And Black China was just basically telling her, thank you for, you know, being there for me and kind of giving me tough love. And at one point, we all know that Wendy's husband, his name is Kevin Hunter. And it appears as if, you know, she was very upset with him. Like she despised him in a sense because of everything that he's done to her. And during the documentary, she says, you know, my name is not Williams. It's Wendy Hunter. And that took me aback because I'm like, what? Like she couldn't remember who, you know, what her last name was. And there was another part in the documentary when she was actually sitting at the table with her father, her brother, her son and a cousin. And she called her brother, Kevin. Which
she
is her
did.
Son's
she
name.
She did call her.
She
yes,
did.
She definitely did.
Yeah, she
that.
Did.
There was multiple
and, yep,
episodes.
There was multiple things.
Parts
yep.
In the episode that she.
Yeah, that she. And there was another part where she was with her driver and her publicist, and she wanted to get a vape pen. And she kept saying, drive past the Wendy Show, which is now the Sherry Shepherd Show. They drove by the show about 3 times. She sent her publicist into the store several times to get the vape pen. And she was like, well, this is the one that the store owner says he knows you. He says, this is the one you get. No, this is not it. I haven't even been here. Go past the Wendy store. And she's talking to the driver, absolutely crazy. And he's like, I've drove past this store several times. So it even became that she wasn't even aware of where she was. And then kind of at the end, kind of apologized because I guess she finally realized like, oh, this is the store that I come to. So in the documentary, you've seen several of these scenes where she's talking to people crazy and kind of not remembering things. Her family, you know, is, you know, they're not able to be there with her and they just feel like she'll be better off in Florida. But it's a lot. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah. I just want to wrap this up, not wrap it up, but I do want to say why this documentary came out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
it came out. The reason why her team pretty much approved it in the beginning was because they thought that this was going to have a positive impact on her Correct. Image and get her Correct. Ready for her next stage. Because she's like, you could tell that she feels like she's no one. And her yes. son spoke to this a little bit. She doesn't even feel like she is a person without this image of Wendy Williams. Yeah. Mm. You know, she wants to get back on TV. She wants to get back in the limelight. And they're telling her, uh-huh. oh, well, you know, podcasts are big things now. You don't need a talk show anymore. You could just do a podcast. And so this yeah, was she wanted the big stage in a positive light. And
uh-huh. yeah.
say that. What'd you say, Flash?
No, I'm saying what she still wants to be on the big stage. Does she not yes, agree or think does. Like she can
yeah. outlive? I don't think she's broadcast. Accepted her illness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think okay. she's accepted where she's at right now or what she looks like because she's been like mm-hmm. it seems like when she's not supposed to be doing something, she is like locking herself off in a depression. And I'm yeah, the streets lonely. Are saying that this could have been started from her husband and her having that whole tumultuous relationship and him and then their divorce. They said that mm-hmm. she started drinking way more after the divorce. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we all know that Kevin was like her bodyguard. Her ex-husband was like her bodyguard. He was kind of like the guy that got her up and made sure she was at work every day and did everything she had to do. And when that was missing, yep. it was like, you could tell. There were other people trying to come in. Like one, I think her DJ from the show, DJ Booth, said that he yeah, felt more responsibility to check in on her. So mm-hmm. I feel like, unfortunately, they created this documentary to support her. And you can see a lot of people in her team are enablers, including the publicist yeah. that you mentioned, Mo. They yes, were like pretty much telling her.
I'm going to tell you her name in a second when it comes to me.
Yeah, the publicist pretty much was like enabling her. And I think she has a lot of yes men around her because she had money, because I did look up her mm-hmm. her income. And I mean, albeit it's from Wikipedia. So allegedly, they said that she's under like maybe about a $500,000 is her net worth right now. And she used to be worth millions, yeah. which is crazy. Yeah. Like, where did all that money go? And how does a bank get guardianship? So if anybody out there that is very well versed in stuff like that, like we would love your feedback. Let us know, how does a bank determine who you get as a guardian because you're no longer able to take care of your money? Like what does that look like? Why would a bank freeze your money? Like, I've never heard of this until this situation. Have you guys ever heard about
no
a bank freezing your access?
I mean, unless you owe money, unless yeah. you owe money like to somebody. When you owe money to somebody,
I think that instance, like, think about when they notice like fraud, right? They freeze your accounts when they notice right. that something suspicious is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be something in that same vein, right?
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. like the bank is like, hey, look, this is weird. Like, you spending mad money and like this is not normal for you. So we're going to mm-hmm. suspend your account until you can prove why you're doing X, Y, Z. I mm-hmm. mean, that's what comes to mind for me when you said that.
Not until you can prove yeah. it's you. They're not going to say why, but they can prove it's you.
You know what also comes to mind to me when you said that, not to get off topic, but all of this reminds me of Joe Biden. Like all of these, yes. like this shit is
and they're
like
hiding him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like all uh-huh. of the things that yeah. Wendy Williams seemed to be diagnosed with or doing, we've been watching Joe Biden do for like the past, what, 3 years? It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
And people are hiding him and enabling him, you know, yes. talking on his behalf. And yep, mm-hmm. that's exactly what they're doing with Wendy Williams, too.
That shit is wild.
Yeah, I don't know. But I kind of wanted to bring up the whole, you know, her losing her freedom. Like, my thing is, yeah. like, and the regression of an adult to childhood, right? So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? She's like, it's sad when you see an adult who regresses back to like being like where you have to now take care of them. And now I understand it's hard for an adult to give up
independence,
their freedom. Yeah, they're independent. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I can understand why it will be hard for her to accept the fact that this is what's going on with her, because now you have to give up your independence. People have to take care of you. People need to, mm-hmm. you need to be taken care of. And it's hard. That's really hard after you've been taking right. care of yourself for 40 some odd years, right? Mm. You've been doing it on your yeah. own for all these years, right? And now, you know what I'm saying? Your kid is like, hey, you know, I got to be in charge now. Like, and that's crazy.
Right. And, yeah. so, and it's crazy that he can't take care of her, though.
He can't take care
of her. He wants to yeah. be her guardian. He wants, yeah. I don't even know how the court approves somebody else to be their guardian.
That's what, then that's what her sister was saying. Her sister was like, she doesn't know how they can approve, I guess, a stranger to them over her own family, right? Because, and maybe they didn't approve the family because maybe they feel like the family was taken. We have no idea, right?
No,
I mean, I'm just saying all this allegedly. But they did talk about, yes, they did talk about in the documentary that there was about $100,000 spent on a party for her son, Kevin, and about 80-something thousand for Uber Eats, right? Which I'm assuming... She would have to, she would have, right. So that could have triggered, right. That could have triggered something, but that's still her son. That's her only son. And maybe she approved these things. I don't know. Right. But those are things that could have triggered the bank is what I'm saying.
That's what he, that's what he said though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he said. But they would say he was doing all the spending and he said she approved it though. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So we don't know.
And I believe him. I think her son has her best interest.
I think she does. I think he does have her.
Sorry, I don't mean to get off topic at all. I just want to touch on the fact that Wendy Williams was a icon for a little minute. Like, and she had like moment.
She had a cult. I mean?
She had like a cult following. Like she had a
2008
huge...
to 2022. Yo, it was crazy. TV.
She had the game 2. On Smash.
4 million a day.
There are so many people that I know are familiar with Wendy Williams from the radio to any platform that she was on after that and thereon. Yeah. And it just reminded me of like Oprah. Like she was like, was like an up and coming type. I'm pushing that type of brand. And it's so sad to see her where she is now. It's like, damn, what happened?
I would say her brand was more like the messy shit. We knew Wendy Williams was going to dish the messy shit. You know, Oprah was kind of like a little high class, you know, but Wendy was telling it like it is. She was relatable to everyone and everyone loved her. Everybody's TV was on Wendy Williams. Mo, you remember those days.
Yes. And I was going to say, and then there is some negative backlash and people are saying craziness. Some people are saying this is her karma for talking about people the way that she did. Right. People are really actually praying for her and they're putting up pictures of her when she's, you know, when she looks fabulous and just saying that, you know, she is an icon. She was a person who's going to say what other people was thinking or what topics that people, you know, that was Wendy Williams. And I think also looking at the documentary, Williams, aside maybe from her family, she felt like she's alone. Like the friends that she had, where's her friends? She talked about friends. Talked about one time going into a restaurant. She asked like, oh, there are famous people going to be there? Like, am I going to see? I think when she was out in California. Mm-hmm. So like she is excited for that, but you know, so her mind takes her back to, I guess, that time when I was around famous people and when I was around this, you know, so it's just hard to watch. It really is.
It was a hard watch. For me, it was even harder because I think that they created this documentary to support her. And it did the exact opposite. It hurt her. Just seeing her in that light where she needed help. And that's why her team tried to pull it from, you know, the producers of the show, you know, the law won.
Like, so they recorded it.
They didn't want it to be aired. They didn't want it to be aired. Yeah, yeah. They went to court for it. Mo mentioned that.
They filed a lawsuit against them, but they lost,
unfortunately, because she had already approved it or whatever. So it really did hurt her campaign. I don't think she's going to ever get a podcast now until she shows that she's really healed. And she looked very disheveled on this series. And it is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just hurt her. It hurt her, period.
I mean, at the end of the day, all they did was tell the truth. I mean, they show where she is. Where she is right now. I mean, and I'm not saying it didn't hurt her, but I'm saying that I don't really see Wendy Williams coming back from this. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to say because now you have dementia, you're having trouble speaking. She has all of these health problems, and I don't see her coming back from it. And it's so sad.
And she's 59, that, you know, so she's
there's
older
no
too.
Way that what this is, 59. Yeah, but this is the diagnosis. I mean, this is the diagnosis. She has dementia now, so it's
according to her son, a lot of it was reversed when she was healthy.
Reversed, that's what he said. Yeah, that's what he
said. A lot of it was being reversed when she was being healthy and watched.
Maybe when she stopped drinking, I don't know. But you know,
That's what he said. He said because she wasn't drinking during the time when he was with her, she was not drinking. He changed her diet. He was going to the beach regularly. He was he was working with her, and they saw positive changes. And that's what they were saying, that they wanted her to come to Florida. But unfortunately, now that she's under this guardianship, she can't. Like, she came down for a little bit and they went to court and told them to bring her back. Like, that's crazy to me. My mother, they went to court, the guardianship, and told them to bring her back to New York.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her son because he was the only child. It's not like he has other siblings to help. This is all on him. But he does. It seems like they have a very tight family and they've been very supportive. And I think they need to like try to get her the support that she needs as a family because she has way too many yes men around her. Anyone working for her, you know, it actually made the publicist look bad, in my opinion.
Like Will, the manager will try. Yeah.
Even Will, it makes him look bad too, because you look know that he's enabling her in some extent. They're all enabling her to some extent, and it just makes their brand look bad. Like, who wants a manager that's going to enable them to that point? Who wants a publicist that's going to enable them to that point? I think
her name is Sasha. I'm trying to remember if her name is Sasha.
Whatever her name was. Yeah. But I don't want to say what Shake said and say that she has no hope. She's still very young. She's only 59. Mm-hmm. If she could clean her act up and get a podcast, I'd be totally in support for that. But I really want her to get her health right first.
In order. Because
no one gives a fuck about Wendy Williams, the how you doing. You know, we care about each person as an individual. Get your health right. Get your mind right. Yeah. Get your family right. And if there's a possibility for you to have a podcast, I'd listen to the podcast.
You know, this story.
You want our podcast, Wendy?
Facts. Come here, Wendy.
This story reminds me of like how it must be for the son, right? And how when you have people who are so stuck in their ways, they used to doing things a certain way and they're going to keep on doing it. So, you know, it's hard for you to talk them out of it. It reminded me of my step pops, you know. We knew as he got older in age, you know, he was like 63, 64. You got to stop driving, yo. You was getting in too many car accidents. Like the insurance is like $2,000 a month, my boy. Like I know you could afford it, but why? Why are you paying so much in insurance? But it was so hard to get him to stop until he kept getting into accidents and getting into accidents.
Yeah, liability.
And then his car started getting real beat up. I'm like, yo, you gonna kill somebody, bro. You gotta stop driving. Like,
it's the independence that Sheikh was talking about. The lack of independence.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, hearing this story made me think how it's hard for her son in that role with all these other yes men around, still having to fight against that and that personality. You know, that is the money machine too. You know, so
that is.
That's your
question.
Situation.
Question. Who do y'all think would be the most stubborn old head out of all of us?
Out of all of us?
Yeah.
Shake.
Like when you old, like you just, yeah, I vote Shake.
Shake. I think Shake for sure.
Yeah, 100% facts. Shake. Facts. If they try to take this nigga knees, he's going to be like, I've always had knees. Don't try to take my
They're going to be like, Mr. Shake, we're going to have to give you a vasectomy now. Who know me? Oh, no, I've always had these balls. I'm always going to keep these balls.
I would not be stubborn. Shut up.
I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than not being in your right mind, tribe. I really don't pray this or wish this on my worst enemy. When you're not out of touch with reality, that shit is scary.
Yeah.
You know, my dad has dementia. And there's a lot of things that we can do to prevent dementia. I mean, alcoholism is one of them. Sugar intake.
Huge.
They say, believe it or not, foil paper. And our community, our society, Black people, they live out of everything in those like aluminum foil tins. That's been linked to dementia, tribe, if you didn't know that. FYI.
I just want to take a second to take a step back and talk about the alcohol issue. All right. Mm-hmm. Alcohol consumption is poison. It's killing us. Like, it's really, really breaking us down. Wendy Williams is an example of that. She has brain issues now because she drank too much alcohol.
Crazy.
It's induced because of her alcoholic consumption. That's scary as hell, tribe. You know what I mean? Like, we have to think about that and put it into context. And understand that our bodies will be affected by it negatively as well. So, you know, moderation, you know, moderation.
Yo. Smoke weed instead of drinking.
Yes. Yeah, that too. That too. PSA.
Don't nobody offer me no drink because I can't be like Wendy. You know, like, I don't even want no drink.
Moderation is real. I mean, at the end of the day, anything that you do too much of can hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
Coke. Whether you it's don't drinking, even know the after effects
even,
of cocaine.
No, even drinking 20 water. 20 years later. Somebody drinking too much water and she died of water poisoning.
Cap.
You know
cap,
what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Cap.
No, I swear to God.
No, you can't. That can't happen.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Before you call a cap, look it up. Okay? She drank a whole thing of water. A woman a few years back, all right? She did it for a radio show. Drank a bunch of water for a radio show to win a prize. Walked outside and died, bro. This is real. This is a real fact. It causes electrolyte imbalances. Right? Yeah. It's a fact. Okay? Look it up, bro. Look it up.
Anyway, do we kill this, Wendy?
I'm in consentient with Shake. I'm just being honest.
Okay, you tried to use word of the week. Okay, I see.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do want to say we really do wish Wendy Williams a speedy recovery. You know, she still is that girl, you know, regardless of what people think about her. You know, she made a name for herself, and that's just really the bottom line. And she's from Jersey. She put Jersey on the map. So, you know, we wish her a speedy recovery. I'm going to move it along to our... gosh. You know, I can't even stand saying this man's name.
Don't even say it, Dan. Don't even say it.
I call him the Orange Man. Yeah, I call him the Orange Man. I cannot stand this individual. But I'm going to move it along to shake and mash.
Okay. I understand your issues with Donald Trump, but this is a bigger issue.
Talk right about now, it.
Okay. Former President Donald Trump is in financial trouble. Okay. I'm going to give you a little background and as far as why. So in 2022, there was a lawsuit filed by Attorney General Letitia James, right? And the lawsuit stated that Trump and his adult children were basically, they were falsifying the value of their assets in order to get more favorable terms on loans, right? This scam went on for a decade, all right? 10 years, right? They ended up making over $250 million in gains from this scam. So now she sued them for it, all right? Donald Trump and his son were found guilty, right? But Donald Trump said this, and I quote, "This decision is a complete and total sham, all right? There were no victims, no damages, no complaints, only satisfied banks and insurance companies, which made a ton of money, right? Mm. This is a victimless crime. Who really lost in this, right? Well, you know what I mean? Him just getting favorable loans. He never defaulted on a loan. He paid back all of his loans, right? But regardless of his argument, right, Donald Trump and Donald Jr. were ordered to pay $354 million. Damn. $355 million plus $99 million in pre-trial interest. You guys added that up already?
I ain't got it.
$454 million, all right? Now, to us, that sounds like a lot, right? But Donald Trump is a billionaire, right? But even to him, that's still a lot, all right? That's a lot of freaking money. This is actually one of the first times that we have found out that Donald Trump does not have that much money liquid right now. He does not have that much money that he could just pick up and pay right? So he made an offer to the court, right? He said, hey, I'll give you $100 million now. Because, you know, Donald Trump likes making deals. I'll give you $100 million now. And then when I appeal it, right, we just going to rock this out until my appeal. So the court denied that. Said, fuck out of here. Give us all our money, okay? They gave him till February 24th to pay up, okay? All right? On top of that, Donald Trump owes $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll after losing a defamation lawsuit last month, okay? How's Donald Trump going to pay? Huh? Is he going to sell off his property? Huh? Is he going to borrow from one of his billionaire friends? Or maybe he'll start an OnlyFans, right? Nasty. Or maybe, Flash, cue the music, Flash.
Oh my gosh.
I had to look away for this though. So dramatic.
Exactly.
Flash, cue it.
What's going on?
I can't.
People, for only $40 a day.
Yes.
You could donate sophisticatedly ratchets. Go fund me to save Donald Trump.
That's what we're doing.
If Letitia James, he could, I need you to think about this. He could be our next president. Mm. Right? If Letitia James has her way, he'll be on the street at the Port Authority begging by next month. Mm-mm. Please donate today to So Ratchets. GoFundMe for Donald Trump. We have to protect our possible next president. The end.
Oh, my God. That is my goal. And the award goes to...
The award goes to Shake. Best performer.
It's too rich for my blood.
Send me that
$1
link.
A day is a lot of money.
Send me that link.
That's a lot of money.
You need to take my money. Take my fucking money, okay?
We as sophisticated ratchets do not support Donald Trump in any campaign.
We don't. My money.
Just want to go out there on record and say that we do not support Donald Trump.
Thank you for that disclaimer, Mash. Thank you for that disclaimer.
Nor do we look to help him financially. This man has a net worth of $2.6 billion, okay? Don't nobody give this nigga no money. Okay, so nobody give this man no money, okay? $2.6 billion. He may not have it liquid, but he got it somewhere. All right, he may have it. He got it somewhere. That's why the government's like, nah, we don't want no handout. We don't want no piece of that. We know you got it. We know you got it, bro.
He's gonna have to sell off a lot of property to make the money to pay this off. But it's crazy.
He got it though. He got it.
Nah, but Mash, it's on you, my brother. So how do you think he's gonna be raising money?
Well, that just leads me to my talking point, ladies and gentlemen. The former president, you know, Donald Trump, released a new sneaker at a Philadelphia sneaker convention on February 17th. And these are called the Never Surrender High Tops. And they cost
Never Surrender?
The Never Surrender High Tops. Let me show you. Hold on 1 second. Let me show you the screen.
Oh, wait.
The Air January 6s. That's it, right? That's what they call. That's what the hood is calling them.
What they calling it? The January 6s?
The Air January 6s.
The Air January 6s.
Oh, Air January 6th. Interesting.
Oh, man. Is it really called the Never Surrender, though? Is that, like, really the name?
That's what he said.
That's wild, son.
Never surrender,
bro. We entertain, we educate, and we inform.
I just imagine, like, the possibility, like, a nigga got his Never Surrender Zone, and somebody decided to jump this nigga, and they'd be like, nah, he got the Never Surrender Zone. He good, my nigga.
Nah, he good,
stomp,
he good.
Stomp him out, nigga.
Okay, I see you.
Got it.
It'll, like, box
okay,
season.
Let's go. Right,
so these are the Never Surrender Sixes. All right. And these cost about $300, okay? Now, these sneakers were released they're not released yet. The pre-orders were available on the 17th, and they all sold out, all right? Someone even bought a signed pair for $9,000, it's reported.
Nice.
Okay, now, these sneakers in particular are created by a Wyoming company named 45 Shoe Wear, right? And this is a cash grab. This is a way for Donald Trump to make his bread back on the back end. Because you know that he's in a little financial trouble right now. So, question. How do you all feel about these shoes as they look, as they appear right now? What are your thoughts? How do you feel about
them? I'm not interested.
They look like trash, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm not the biggest fan. They're gold. They're ugly. But then again, you know. Yeah, I've seen what's it, Kanye come up with weirder looking shoes, so maybe he will sell them. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie, these look like kinky shit. If I was into like role playing the way I want to be, I would probably like throw these on with like some boxing shorts, like on some boxer shit, and like this is how I'm coming into the bedroom. I'm coming in with the No Surrender Zone, and like she's gonna know what type of time I'm on if I come with No Surrender.
They definitely giving Apollo Creed, like Apollo going to war these shits for sure. These are some boxing shits. Go ahead, what do you think, ladies? You like these?
Well, Mo is a sneakerhead, not me.
I'm a sneaker person, but. I mean, they're not for me. Yeah, I have, but I don't like that. I'm not supporting anything that man make. I'm just going to put it out there. sorry.
Not a sneaker girl. I do like the fact that they're different because I do like different sneakers if I'm going to wear a sneaker. Who's manufacturing them? Is it like Nike? Who's supporting him? Is this just his own brand?
It's a shoe company. The shoe company from Wyoming.
Oh, that's why you did say that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 45 Footwear is the name of the company.
Never heard of them. And so,
it's a small town.
It's not small Skechers. It's not Nike. It's not anything that I'm familiar with. So I'm okay with, no, I would not buy them.
Okay.
But I want to see who gonna wear them in the hood. Like I want to be taking pictures of the people. Like, oh, he got on the Surrenders, and I want to post it.
The insurrections, you call them? They're called the never shit. They're never
insurrections. I got a serious question though. In terms of like, you know, oh shit, this nigga got this shit on. Which do you think has the higher, I guess, reaction? These are the big red boot shits, the fucking Mario Brother boots looking shit.
Somebody with the Mario Brother boots the other day, bro. This shit looks crazy.
I think this is the equivalent of having a MAGA hat but on your feet.
I agree. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. This is the equivalent of that in my mind.
And I'm not sure if you're going to mention it or not, but I also feel like it's what was stated behind the sneakers as well, like black people love sneakers. You know what I mean?
What the reporter said. Yeah,
it was the content for me. That's what it was for me.
Sure. I got the whole clip queued up. All right. But before I move on to that, I wanted to put it out there. It's like, you know, this is a collectible, right?
Is it?
Now,
I was gonna ask you if you were gonna collect them, bro. Like, because you're a collector.
This is what I'm saying to the team now. So, as a collector of shoes, I would buy these shoes.
Right.
I will have these shoes in my collection, and I will hold on to them. Now, does that mean that I'm in support of Donald Trump? I guess so. But I'm also in support of sneaker culture. Now, what made me think about that was the fact that Fat Joe recently went viral from a video saying that he bought these shoes as a sneaker collector, as a collector of shoes for the culture of shoes.
Right.
And he was getting some backlash about it. But in my mind, it's like, what difference does it make? Like, how does the purchase of a product representing your support of their political theories, you know? But then, like I mentioned earlier, a MAGA hat. It's the same equivalent if you was wearing it, you know? But, I mean, if I had a MAGA hat, I would keep it as a collectible, I guess. You know, I wouldn't wear it,
though. If he was a hat person,
I wouldn't wear the shoe, you know?
I mean, I guess I could understand that to a certain degree. I guess I could understand that.
You know, one of my biggest issues is why are people being criticized so harshly about their political views? Like just because you support this man and this is your political view and this is what you this is what you believe wholeheartedly, for whatever reason you believe it, that's your right, right? It's not I don't have the right to come at you because you have a political view about this person. Even if Fat Joe did support Donald Trump, why do we feel like and this is mostly at liberals, like the liberal party, why do we feel like we have to come at him personally, you know what I'm saying? Because of his political views. I feel like we take this political thing way too personally, and we need to just like fall back a little bit as a people. I'm just saying.
Well, welcome to America. Everybody in your business in America. Yes, you know? Especially your business is my business, especially when you're considered celebrity. Like, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't agree with it, but it this is America. It's not China. I wonder if those sneakers were made in China. Were they any of the materials made from China?
I just told you what it
is. He said it was from Wyoming, but you know, where did they get their materials?
We don't know if they was in China.
Why y'all doing this to the guy? Look, all right, they said Wyoming.
But Mash, to that statement though, as a sneaker collector, when would be the time that you would rock these though?
Probably never.
He probably wouldn't rock them. He's a
collector. Probably never. If I did buy them, I would never wear them because I don't want the type of energy that shoe would invoke.
Okay. Like I don't want
just for the same reason I wouldn't wear a MAGA hat. Like I don't want to have a conversation about how I'm dressed. Some people want that type of energy, and that's cool if that's for them. But I don't want to engage with you because some people are charged differently. Mm-hmm. You know, because of things like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd rather not attract it.
So you'll collect it silently. He's a silent collector.
Yeah.
If MTV Cribs, you know, came in your crib, like, would you put them away or would you still like have them?
Oh, no. Now here's the thing. Like, if I really coveted the shoe, I would probably rotate it on my bitch pen. We can talk about it. Right?
Absolutely.
If I felt that strongly about the shoe, but I don't feel that strongly about the shoe.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. But I can also see that. Well, as a collector of sneakers.
Here's another reason. They ain't no Nikes. I mean, I collect Nikes. If they have their Nikes, I mean, right. we might be right. able to okay. talk. But come on, maybe, bro. What you right. doing? What you doing to me? Oh, so maybe. Boom. So Mo, what was you going to say just now? I'm sorry, love. I cut you off.
No, I was going to say, I'm glad that you brought that perspective, because I am thinking as a sneaker collector, not that that's your political view, right? But as a sneaker collector, to have those, this is a big deal that a former president, because he was a president, former president has made a sneaker. So why wouldn't you collect that? That might be right. a one of a piece or whatever, just to have as a collectible item. So
until they make the Obamas.
In that regard, yes. right, Obamas. Exactly. In that yep. regard, yes, I could see somebody collecting.
Obama's absolutely. Not coming up with no kicks. He'll come up with a pair of shoes.
He should have. See now.
And
see
he
now,
was he into was basketball ahead. Too.
If he had thought about it,
he probably would have been up. You know what I'm saying? Been up.
Well, that's because he's a real politician and not a public reality star, you know, like, because that's what Donald Trump is. He's a reality star.
That part. So, so these shoes drop after he got into these financial woes that Sheik explained to the tribe. There was a news reporter who spoke on his thoughts of this shoe, and I want to play it for you all, and I want to get your reaction on his thoughts.
He somehow How about that? Survived.
Not yet, but yeah, rewind it though.
Drive his opponent. No, this is it. Crazy. Because even the sneaker thing, I was on social media last night. Very interesting. As you see, Black support eroding from Joe Biden. This is connecting with Black America because they love sneakers. They're into sneakers. They love the, you know, this is a big deal, certainly in the inner city. So when you have Trump roll out his sneaker line, they're like, wait a minute, this is cool. He's reaching them on a level that defies and is above politics. The culture always trumps politics. And Trump understands culture like no politician I've ever seen.
Question for you on that point, though.
Yeah.
Will the people that are excited about the sneakers and excited about...
All right, so boom, with that tidbit being played, what are your thoughts on that?
He can... sit on
Fox
a
TV, never
thing and rotate it. It's Fox. Yeah, it's Fox News. So they don't surprise me with anything they said, but I just think that was an ignorant comment, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was ignorant about it? The specifically, like, tell me more why you think it was ignorant.
Right. You could have said, you know, Donald Trump is relating to a culture where people love sneakers. You could have said that. You definitively said, oh, Black people. Left sneakers. Why it had to be Black people? It could have been people like sneakers. Don't people like sneakers? Why does it have to be Black people like sneakers? Mm-hmm. And he's relating to the Black culture and all of this stuff. Buy them sneakers. And even if Black people like sneakers, them sneakers ain't it. They ugly. I'm just saying. So that you could have just said people in general, like, you know, Trump is relating to he's getting into different, you know, a lot of people wear, but he wants to get into the sneakers and bring, or the younger generation. You could have said that, the younger generation. That doesn't dictate whether it's Black, Asian, white, Spanish. You could have said the younger culture, or whatever you want to say, but now you specifying it to Black people.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that, my fault, you want to go, Shake?
Well, yeah, I can, right quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, for me, I feel like, you know, Fox News never surprises me. They seem to simplify Black people, like we don't really have really like complicated thoughts or opinions. This is like, make a sneaker for them and they're gonna be good. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be good. They're gonna love you. Uh-huh. Like you oversimplify us as a people, right? Because you believe that this is how you're gonna con us into giving you their vote. But like, you know, when you go further into it, right? And I'm not saying Black people won't buy it, right? There will be Black people who do buy it, right? For the collector's reasons, or even if they do support Trump. But I feel, in my opinion, these would be people who are already supporting Trump from the beginning.
Right.
They're not. You're not pulling in new support because now you've conned these people into thinking, oh, this is such a great shoe, and Donald Trump is a really cool guy, and he probably meant to say the youth, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't even mention the youth, he just said Black people, okay? Because, you know, we look at Joe Biden, and we think Joe Biden is an old guy, right? He did say the culture, though, right? We look at Joe Biden, he's an old guy. And then you want to try to connect with young people, because at the end of the day, these could be the swing votes, right? These are the people who aren't coming out to vote in, You know, that's not really a shake. That's not a shake fact. All right. But I don't have the numbers. But the younger people, they have not been coming out to vote. Okay. They have not been coming out to vote. And you want to get them to come out to vote. Do I think it's a good try on his part? Yeah, it's a good try. Yeah. You know what I mean? To try to connect with young people and try to get people out there to vote and try to get them on your side. Because like I said, you want them to think that, you know, you're the person who's more connected with them. But to just say that this is just for black people, all right? And black people is just gonna be like, oh, yeah, they're gonna love it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
I think it's just
bro.
I
agree with you 100%, bro. I also think the fact that people are paying attention to what's happening to the Biden administration. And no one's happy. No one is happy about what's going on right now. Nobody's happy about the way we're looking out here as a country. Nobody's happy with the decisions that we're making in terms of who we support in terms of like nations. Like we out here looking real bad as a country. You know what I mean? And I think that the release of this shoe isn't going to make it any better for Trump. It just makes it worse for Joe. Like it's the one thing doesn't make one negate the other, you know? I think that the fact that he decided to drop this shoe is smart. You know what I mean? Especially if you need cash because of your financial situation, you are having to give up $454 million. Like that ain't no small piece of change. You know what I mean? Even if I'm worth 2.6, that's damn near what? A quarter of less than a quarter of my net worth. I want those problems. Biden administration is trash. Whoever comes up after Trump or next to Trump is a steal because we look crazy out here in the world. But, you know, y'all vote for who y'all want to.
I am mad. I just wanted to say real quick. As far as like the dude's comments and shit, I get what he was trying to say. I just be feeling like, damn, your white people shouldn't really talk about black culture unless they are actually immersed or coming, you know, to...
Like, I feel like they shouldn't just say anything about it. You shouldn't just say anything about it.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like don't report on this shit. Or I have a black person, you know, do shit if you think anything black. Or pass it by. Maybe, you know, just like, you know, pass it through somebody black and say like, hey, does this sound crazy? And we'll tell you, yeah. You know?
who's spot checking? See, but nobody's spot checking shit at Fox, bro. Like, nobody's spot checking at Fox. Because
not at all. But that's what I was going to say. Would it be different if a black person presented that?
It might be, but the dude who said that is also the same dude who said that black people relate more to Trump because he got a mugshot now. Like, that's the same dude who says shit like that.
Same dude. Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
You know?
Yo, Fox loves the fact that he says that shit. Real talk.
So he's a troll. He's a troll. That's all.
And to be honest with you, Fox is consentient with it, okay?
Oh, ding that man. Ding that man. Good job.
All right.
All right, but I ain't mad at
that.
Whatever.
But yeah, it's bullshit, man. But I think Fox posts things like that or puts guys like that on their platform for shock value. They want to stay relevant. All right. So they put idiots on there like this to say dumb things or ignorant things because they know it's gonna get people's attention. It's gonna start people to talk. It's gonna get people to start talking. And obviously, this is the guy right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What was the other thing that he had said about black people?
He was saying that the mugshot.
Oh, the mugshot. Yeah.
He said that since Donald Trump got arrested, he got a mugshot, you know, for doing the January 6th shit.
And he's going to be cool.
He's going to be cooler with black people now because he's got a mugshot and we can relate to them because we got mugshots. And
yes, that was ignorant.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit is wild, bro. Like, how you say something like that? That's the narrative that they paint.
That's how they perceive us.
That narrative that Fox News has a tendency to put out. But that makes me also wonder, it's like, what's a news source that doesn't try to be biased? Like, I feel like everybody is pushing an agenda nowadays, you know? So I guess it's what you can expect when you watch that news brand because they are, you know, trying to paint that type of picture.
And I think everyone knows that. Everyone knows that if you're watching Fox, you're going to get that. You're going to get that.
Republican.
Republican. heavy, you know, pushing that agenda, and CNN is going to be the opposite. So I think we all need to take things with a grain of salt. And I think the public knows that already.
You know what the public need to do? They need to join the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Okay. Cause here we keep it a stack. Okay. We keep it 100%. Drop a bomb for me. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. You need the 2020 real quick. We about to wrap up the episode anyway.
Go ahead. Hit us with the 2020.
Oh, no, nah, I'm not the moderator. I just wanted to say the 2020 if that was cool.
Okay.
Hey. All right, gang. So, if you ain't know you're here, you listen to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. We love you, tribe. You can catch us on any platform where podcasts are available. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on Alexa. You shout us out. She'll link us up. You can hit us on YouTube where you're watching us right now. We do new content every third Wednesday of the month. We got new stuff. We're going to be doing them more, too, because we heard people like to talk to us. So first Wednesday of the month, and even do sprinkle throughout the month, Wednesdays and so forth, we're going to be out here on the internet showing our beautiful black faces. You can catch us at Soul Ratchet Podcast on YouTube. And, we love you, tribe. Like, drop a comment. If you don't like, subscribe, share, and all that good stuff. Appreciate you.
Thank you, tribe. Thank you for listening. Let's talk about our Word of the Week winner. Who was it?
Yeah, I'm
conscious. That was a little too late, TJ. That was a little too late.
I think it's a tie. I think it's a tie.
All right. A little buzzer beater.
So let's
challenge. You don't want this
tiebreaker.
No. Challenge. Let me throw the hoodie on right quick. You ain't getting this. Yo, let me tell you something. Flash wanna let it go as a tie because he's consentient with allowing me to win. Sucker. What's up?
That was strong. Okay. That was strong.
We going that.
Who's next?
See, now we transforming and shit.
Who's next?
I believe that Shake is the only person on this podcast who I am not consentient with.
Okay.
He said consentuant, though, but go I said consentuant.
Let's go. Fuck out of here. And you tried me, bro. You tried me, bro.
Who you have over, ladies?
Mash, who you got, Mash?
I'm giving it to Shake. The delivery was better on the first one.
Hoodie Shake, get it? Hoodie Shake.
Hoodie Shake put it up.
So the winner.
Nigga put his foreskin on. Everybody get excited now. Okay.
So we gave the word of the week is going to Shake, who was the winner. We want to say thank you for listening, tribe, to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. Yes.
Factual.
Let's go, baby. Y'all could not let the Yoro Hore and Keikyo guy win, okay? Fuck that. Okay, let's go.
Lee Flash.
You definitely finished strong with that, though, bro.
I love it. You finna, yeah. We being real. You got it, Shake.
I was ready.
All right, tribe. We love you. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow Sophisticatedly Ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.